USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General Barr has just informed us that he will not attend tomorrow's hearing.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says Barr is resisting to testifying before his panel because staff attorneys would be quizzing him.
The administration cannot dictate the terms of our hearing in our hearing room. The Department of Justice has also told us that they will not comply with our subpoena for the full unredacted Mueller report.
Barr testified before the Senate, and he defended releasing his four-page summary despite concerns about it from Robert Mueller.
His work concluded when he sent his report to the Attorney General. At that point, it was my baby.
Senate Chairman Lindsey Graham jumped to Barr's defense.
You slandered this man from top to bottom. So if you want more of this, you're not going to get it. If you want to ask him questions, you can't.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido had his supporters once again protesting in the streets of Venezuela. But President Nicolas Maduro remains in control of most of the military. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
People say there are, you know, all options are on the table. They literally are. But we work it as much diplomatically and economically to impose pressure.
A judge in London is sentencing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to 50 weeks in prison. It's for skipping bail 7 years ago when he fled to the Ecuadorian embassy to escape extradition to the United States. WikiLeaks editor and chief, Kristen Hrafnesson.
What is at stake there could be a question of life and death for Mr. Assange. It is also a question of life and death for a major journalistic principle.
Assange has an extradition hearing on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A conservative news channel has won in the ratings again. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Fox News Channel, with another strong month in the ratings department, buoyed by the network's live coverage of the Mueller report findings, and more recently, by President Trump's rally in Wisconsin last Saturday night. Across all of cable TV, MSNBC remained the second most watched network in total day as in prime time, and it's touting its victories over CNN in total audience. As in April 2019, it was the 19th month in a row that MSNBC had beat CNN in total viewers during dayside, and the 27th consecutive month it beat CNN in prime time. It was the 26th month in a row that it finished ahead in total day viewers as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jury has found Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor guilty on charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter for killing a woman who was approaching his vehicle a year ago. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey says now what matters is how the community responds.
Our city must come together, not for any single person, not for any single entity or organization, not for any reason beyond our love for each other and the values that hold us together.
Noor faces up to 15 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.